Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Good morning. It is so good to be with you. My name is Neil Cameron, and I am excited to speak the Word of God. Hey, we are in the subject of the walking with Jesus, and my sermon title is The Old Has Gone. Have you ever found yourself in an embarrassing situation? Well, I certainly found myself in that place a couple of weeks ago where I was having a conversation with an individual. They obviously knew me, but I could not figure out who they were. Have you ever found yourself in that situation? Well, you try to do everything, don't you, to figure it out. You try to ask leading questions. You try to pick up a little bit on their background, but it was to no avail. And eventually I had to say, I am sorry, what is your name again? What an embarrassment it was. And I think here in this area especially, I have been caught a lot of times by someone asking me, they're telling me a story or something about an individual, an experience that's happened, and they'll say these words to me. They'll say, you know so-and-so, whatever the name is. And perhaps I'll go, no, I don't think I do. And then they'll say, you do. And I'll go, no, I don't think I do. In Doric, they'll say, you div, Neil. You do, Neil. Well, I've got to the point now that I just go, well, maybe I do, but please forgive me. I just can't remember. Hey, we've all found ourselves in situations like that where we don't recognize perhaps an individual or a person. Why? Often it could be because their appearance have changed or something has changed that you're just not picking up. I've even met people where their accents have changed. Hello, what is that about? But I don't think it's so bad that you don't recognize someone else. But what, have you ever been at the place that you don't recognize yourself? I was looking at some old passport photographs recently. Wow, have I changed over the years? Hey, if you've got your old passports, why don't you go and check that out after the preach, of course. It's amazing from the big afro to the slightly getting more mature and beginning to look slightly heavier and then losing a bit of weight again, and now it's about losing the hair. That's why that when you have a new passport, you have to get someone to sign it officially that says, this is a true likeness of. Why? Because things change over time. Our appearance changes over time. But I think the most important thing as we walk with Jesus is that there should be a change in our spiritual life. We should be becoming more like him, conforming, the Bible says, to his image. That people should see Christ's likeness in us. The amazing thing is that when we give our life to Jesus, when we're saved, that there's something called transformation. I love that word. That when we ask Christ to come into our life, we're immediately saved. We go from going to a lost eternity to an eternity with Christ when we go to be with him. But as we live here on earth, our salvation is secure, but we go through a process called sanctification. It's the process of becoming more like Jesus. And the Bible uses this beautiful term. It says that if we are in Christ, we are what? New creations. And every day, every month, every year, we should see as we walk with him that there is a change taking place in our life. Jesus said these incredible words, I am the door. You know, salvation is more than just putting your hand in the air and saying a prayer and that's it. Yes, when we ask Christ to come into our heart, make him Lord, that's salvation. But as we go through that door, which is Christ Jesus, we enter into a new life, a new lifestyle, new attitudes, new behaviors, becoming more like him. How do you define yourself and who do you identify with? Do you identify with the old man, as the Bible refers to. That's the old style of living. Before you gave your heart to Jesus, your old way of doing things. Or do you identify with the new creation, the new man, the man that is becoming more like Christ? You see, who and what you identify with will define your future. If it's the old man is carnal, it's fleshly, it's self-serving, it's selfish, it has low self-esteem. I put this in my notes. Prone to mischief and misguided opinion of our own importance. If you ever go to buy something and you see these words, bought as seen, you immediately know there must be a flaw or an imperfection. The beautiful thing about salvation is when Christ came and set us free and we give our heart to him, we were bought as seen, imperfect. But we have this incredible opportunity as we walk with him of getting to know what he is like, what he expects of us, and how we should conduct ourselves. The new man, the Bible says, becomes renewed through a transformation in our mind, our thought process, the way we look at things, the way we deal with things. That's why Romans 12, verse 2 says these wonderful words, don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's what I want to know. And Paul touched on this so beautifully in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 21, when he said these words, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And then in John chapter 1, verse 17, we read these words, for the law was given through Moses, that's the Old Testament. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, that's the New Testament. When you walk with Jesus, is it the old man or is it the new man? Because the Bible says we are new creations, all things become new. Let me give some context to what Paul is saying here in the book of Corinthians. He's writing to the church at Corinth. Because of the geography of that city, it was a hub of worldwide commerce. It was a heavily traveled crossroads of the Roman Empire throughout the Mediterranean. But the problem was that because people were coming from all over, they were bringing their customs, they were bringing part of their society into Corinth. And Corinth had literally become a degrading culture, and it was full of adulterous religion. But the good news is this, there was a church at Corinth. Now at this church, there was men, there were women, there was Jews, there were Gentiles, there were slaves, there were free, there were young and old. There was literally a blending of cultures and background. And Paul continually wrote to the church at Corinth and to his other churches, and he said these words, listen, if you're in Christ, listen, in Christ, there is neither Jew or Gentile. It's not about being male or female. We are all one in him. Why? Because we are new creations. You're born into the family of God. That's why we use the term, you're born again. You see, when you commit your life to Jesus, it's not just about going to heaven. Oh, and that's so good. But it's the fact that we can live the abundant life that Jesus promised in John chapter 10. Not only that, but we know that Christ saves us and he sets us free. Oh, over the years, we become bound by things, mindsets, attitudes. We allow things to get into our world that affect the way that we respond, the filters of our life, the way we look at things. And Paul tells us that, listen, it's not about obeying laws legalistically. You belong to a new kingdom. You belong to the kingdom of God. We are a community of people whose lives have been changed by Christ. That's why Paul said in the book of Romans, receive one another just as Christ received you. Jesus, when he was teaching on that the Sermon on the Mount, he would often say words like, the kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is like. You see, when you give your life to Jesus, you belong to the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus was helping these folks to understand that once they walked according to a different kingdom, but now they belong to the kingdom of God. It's a new way of living, folks. It's a different way of living. It's a marvelous way of living. Jesus often would say, you have heard it said, but I say unto you. You have heard it said. In other words, this is how we used to act, respond. But I say to you, this is the new standard for living. Jesus addressed all the situations. I'm thinking about difficult relationships when he says, listen, if someone strikes you on the cheek, turn to them the other cheek. Don't know about you, but I find that one hard. He says, if you have two shirts, give a shirt to someone else. If someone asks you to walk 1 mile, why don't you walk the second mile with you? You see, the first mile was by obligation. The second mile was an opportunity to show Christ-likeness. And we can go all the way back to Genesis chapter 3. It was here that man became slave to sin. Listen to that word. Man was created to rule and reign, but because of the response to the temptation of the serpent, the devil, sin entered into this world and entered into the life of mankind. And God was very clear, it shall not rule or reign over you. Man was created with freedom of choice. Hey, I don't know about you, but I've made many bad choices in life. But I'm so glad that regarding these chains of bondage, when Christ came into my life and when Christ comes into your life, he doesn't come to shorten the chain. He doesn't come to pull on the chain. He doesn't come to tighten the chain. No, my friend, he comes to break that chain and set you free. The old man is still bound in old ways and old mindsets and all the way we used to do things. But the new man realizes that as he walks in Christ and becomes more Christ-like, that these chains of bondage, these attitudes can be broken, that we get literally the mind of Christ. Paul, writing to the church of Galatia, says these words, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. He set you free. Don't allow that mindset. Don't allow those chains to attach to you anymore. Paul took this further in the book of Romans, and I love this, chapter 6, when he talks about baptism. And he says these words, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self, old man, was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all, But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Paul is saying very clearly, regarding salvation, regarding the new man, regarding baptism, he says, listen, if you stay a slave, then you're going to respond to the old ways and the old man. If you stay a slave, you don't know that the old man has been put to death. That bondage is in your mind. You see, what happened when we were baptized? We identify with his death, Christ's death, and his resurrection. Oh, it's not just about going to heaven. If it was just about going to heaven, it would be easier just to hold you down, baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then just keep you there where we're saying a long, long prayer. It's just about going to heaven. No, when we're baptized, it's a sign to everyone and of our inward experience, testifying truly that I recognize that I'm dead to the flesh, the old man. But when you come out of the water, that represents that resurrection. That represents the new man. Do you relate to the old man or do you relate to the new man? Paul's very clear. He says, listen, you've got to count yourself dead to that stuff, but alive to God. You can't say, well, Neil, this is just the way I've always been. This is my family traits coming out. This is my characteristics. It's always been that way. No, my friend, that's the old man. But you belong to a new family with a new way of living, part of the kingdom of God. That's why our mind has got to be renewed. That's why our behavior and our attitudes must always align with the word of God and his kingdom. Well, Neil, I'm a Christian, but I still want to do the things that I used to do. I still want to act in that way. That's just me. No, my friend, that's the old man. He's dead. You are the new man. You are the new creation in Christ Jesus. Paul says in verse 12 there, for pain and sickness and depression, don't let it rule and reign over you. We have to make a choice that we are going to be victorious over these things. Why? Because the old has gone. That's why in John chapter 11, when Jesus came and his friend Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, when he said to them, remove the stone, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. He who was dead walked out alive. I say walk. The Bible says that he was surrounded in grave clothes. They didn't leave him that way. Jesus says, loose him and set him free. He was dead. He's now alive. But there are things around him, attached to him, that will restrict his walk if he's not set free from it. I believe it must have been the greatest day when people were able to just take those grave clothes off of Lazarus. What must it have been like? What must it have been like just seeing him coming to life again? But to remove those grave clothes and see him walking, I believe, leaping and praising God and recognizing that I'm not restricted and I'm not confined. Is it the old man or is it the new man? That's why Moses in the book of Exodus, one of the greatest of Pharaoh's generals, he was gifted, he was talented, he was such an impressive guy. But what happened? He got in a fight. He buries the body. He doesn't think anyone's seen what he's done. He hopes nobody's noticed, but he's been seen. And he goes on the run, and he goes from being a general to a shepherd out in the wilderness. He thinks the dream is gone. He thinks it's all over. But 40 years later, he's out there and suddenly he sees a bush that is burning, but it's not consumed. And now this shepherd boy goes to see what is happening. The Bible says when God saw that he went, he spoke to him from that burning bush. And he begins to speak to Moses and says, Moses, I've heard the cry of my people. Moses, you and me, We're going to go and we're going to set them free. Now, you would think that Moses, after 40 years, would be saying, come on, let's go, God. At last, I've been waiting for so long. I'm ready. I'm prepared. Let's go. But you know that Moses came up with a heap of excuses why he thought that God could not use him. Why? Because he had got into that mindset of the flesh. He says, but who am I? God, how can you use me? Look how inadequate I am. And I've found that walking with God, often I find that with people, that there's so much potential and God wants to use them and God wants them to do incredible things for the kingdom of God. I believe that for every one of us, but our insecurities and our low self-esteem and that old man says, me? I can't do anything for you, God. There's so many people that are far more talented and are able to do so much better than me. Because why? Because life's disappointment can cause you to filter your future through your past. Moses begins to ask questions, not only who am I, but he says, God, who will I tell the people you are? God says, tell them I am who I am. He says, God, they won't believe me. God says to them, Moses, take your rod, throw it on the ground. He throws his rod on the ground and it becomes a serpent. He says, pick it up again. He picks it up by the tail and it becomes a rod. I don't know about you folks. That would get my attention. He says, take your hand. He says, put it in your cloak. He puts it in his cloak. He takes it out and it's leprous. He puts it back in and takes it out and it's back to what it was. And Moses is still doubting God because he's thinking according to old ways and old patterns. He says, God, I've never been articulate. God, I've never been able to communicate well. You would almost think when you're able to see the miracle with the rod in the hand, I don't actually think you need to be able to say much. And eventually the Bible says that God's anger burned because Moses was walking according to the old pattern of this world, the old mindsets. He's on the verge of his destiny and he almost misses it. Do you know that between where you are and what God has for you, a battle rages between the old man and the new man? But please, my friend, do not sacrifice your future on the altar of your past. Don't filter what you want, God wants for you in your tomorrows through the disappointments and the challenges. And let's be honest, the failures we've made in our yesterday. Why? Because every day we're becoming more Christ-like. We're not walking according to that pattern of the old man or the flesh. Because we're walking with Jesus, we are being renewed day by day. Hey, let me give you one more example. What about Gideon? Gideon is a great example. Gideon's in the wine press. He's threshing wheat. He's hiding it from the Midianites. And the Lord comes to him. And the angel of the Lord comes and says, Gideon, you are a mighty man of valor. You're a mighty warrior. Gideon's looking around thinking, you've got the wrong wine press. Not me. Yes. God is going to use you. He becomes creative again with excuses. How can God use me? Where are the miracles that our forefathers told us about? Why is this happening? Have you ever said that? And then he says, I'm the least in my family and our tribe's the least in the children of Israel. How could God use us? You know what happened? He was filtering everything through the flesh. But when you walk with God, you begin to discover something, that God empowers you by the power of his Holy Spirit. He equips you. Where you're weak, he is strong. Where you're inadequate, he is more than adequate. Why? Because we are being transformed, we are being empowered, and we are being released when we walk with him to do his purposes. My friend, are you walking according to the old man or the new man? You've been a Christian for many years, but you become dull in your approach to life. Why? Because you're operating in the old system and not the upgraded new system that God has for you. When you walk with God, the old has gone, and we crucify that flesh, and we walk according to the newness of life that he has planned for us. I have so enjoyed preaching this morning, I guess you can probably tell, because I understand that when we change our mindset, when we allow ourselves to be transformed, when our mind is renewed, and that's a daily process, that we know what God desires. We know God's way, and we get an understanding of the potential that can be released in every one of us. You're here and you don't know Jesus. You've never given your heart to him. You've never asked him to be your Lord or Savior. And listening to my words right now, you're saying, yes, Neil, I need to start that journey with him of being born again. I need to ask Christ to come into my heart, and I need to make him Lord of my life. Would you pray with me right now? Dear Lord Jesus, I recognize I'm a sinner, but you are my Savior. Come into my life right now. Forgive me of my sins. Help me to walk according to your ways in the newness of life that Neil has spoke about, that my only desire would be to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, my friend, Stephen's going to come in a moment, and he's going to just give you direction how you can get in touch with us. But I want to talk to Christians right now. You've been saved, you've been a Christian for many, many years, but you're not walking in the newness of life that Christ has for us. You're allowing that old man with his old attitudes and old behavioral patterns. You're allowing yourself to be distracted by your yesterdays, by the disappointments, by the challenges, by what has happened in your world. The truth is that there's not much difference about you. I said that at the beginning. And I want to pray for you right now, because I truly believe that there is going to be a release of the Spirit of God in our understanding that old man has done away with. That behaviors pattern that you can't get the back of. That the Bible talks about that besetting sin, that thing that keeps holding you down, that keeps restricting you. Yes, my friend, you can get victory over that. You can't in your own strength, but through the help of God, by walking with Jesus, he can help you to deal with that. I said it before, not to tighten that chain, not even to loosen the chain, but to break that chain of bondage. I believe that there are so many Christians troubled in mind, feeling less than, feeling undervalued, thinking to themselves, I can never do anything great for God. The enemy always reminding you of these mistakes that you've made. If anyone is in Christ, they are new creations. All things have gone. All things have become new. We are buried with him, and we are raised in him. We are in Christ. Father, right now, I pray for those listening to my voice. Yes, Father, there are those that are feeling discouraged right now. There are those that are thinking that things will never change, that this is the way it's always going to be. Tried and tried, but never seemed to get the victory over that issue, over that person, over that circumstance, over that memory of yesterday. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that there would be an understanding and a realization, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Let me say that again. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. My friend, the old has gone. The new has come, because we're walking with Jesus.